Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome Jean Salch. She is an international healer and channeler of the divine realm. Jean has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. Neuron rewriting is sometimes included in Jean's work. Although she personally does not guarantee miraculous results, many people have reported what they claim to be instant miracles from the divine beings that channel through her. She is available for local services in Vermont through her website, and I'm going to give you her website and also how she can be reached for phone and distant sessions. Her website is Jean, and that's J-E-A-N, jeanofdivinehealing.com. And for phone distance sessions, she can be reached through top-advisors.com. Any topic or health issue can be focused on, and there's no limit what you can request. The energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And for a limited time, Jean's services are available for only $1 a minute when you call her on top-advisors.com. And again, that's top-advisors.com. So check out her website, check out top-advisors.com, and let me welcome Jean. Now, Jean, how are you tonight?
Thank you, David. I am wonderful, and I am humbled and honored to be here and grateful. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I mean, you come to me from Michelle, and I have such wonderful things to say about Michelle, and anybody that she refers to me, I just are welcome with open arms. So it's humbling to meet you for the first time on the radio instead of talking in person, or talking beforehand. But I love the energy in your voice. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's wonderful to meet you, too. And maybe someday we will meet in person. And I agree with you. I have a lot of great respect for Michelle, and I honor the work that she does.
Yeah, she's a wonderful being, no question about it. I've really enjoyed working with her, both on the radio, and she's also done some website work for me, and she's very professional in whatever it is that she does, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, I recommend her all the time. She's amazing. Because I'm one of those people that if I really believe in a product or a person, right, then I can recommend or advertise it because I'm coming from a pure heart. Right. And I feel that personally that if I can't come from a place of pure heart intentions, then it's best for me to just be silent.
I hear you.
Does that make sense?
I totally agree. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I'm curious, Jean. I've worked with some other healers before. I'm wondering what your life experience has been like in a nutshell, if you would be willing to share for the listeners and myself what it's been, what your journey has been like.
Thank you, David. I was among other humans around the earth where when I was even 2 years old, I was very aware of the bigger picture and surroundings, like outside the 3D realm is what I mean. And I could see spirits and I could communicate with them. And I actually could tell when somebody was going to pass from their body, like a death, physical death. And of course, that always freaked my mom out. because when children are little, things just pop out of their mouths, you know. Children are very mm-hmm. honest and open. That's what I love children for that, you know. They teach us so much. But anyway, from there, I kind of, you know, went on with my regular teenage life and, you know, young adult life, but I continued with always searching and researching and getting to find answers to why I was always feeling everybody's feelings, because I didn't understand it, because growing up in the 60s and 70s, the information was not accessible like it is today.
Right.
So I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell any of my friends, you know, of course. But as more information started being presented, such as after the first harmonic convergence in 1987, now I was going and taking classes to evolve my psychic awareness and learn more about it. But I think that convergence really, like, accelerated me. So then I moved to Vermont, and I learned about Reiki and decided to try it. And I loved it so much that I went all the way and learned how to teach it. And from there, I went on to sound healing and magnifying healing. And one day I was meditating at the Sunray Peace Village in Lincoln, Vermont. It's Cherokee land. But it also, they practice Cherokee and Buddhism. Anyway, I was sitting there meditating, and the spirit of Mount Abraham, whom I call Apu Abraham, because Apu is a higher level vibration, respect of addressing. As an example, some people would say Jesus. If you say Yahweh, that's a higher vibration. So anyway, excuse me, Apu Abraham said, "Gene, we want you to study shamanism." And I said, "Okay, but I'm a single parent with three children, all on my own here. I'm going to need lots of help. Okay, I'm shortening this." And anyway, the divine provided. I went to 7 trips to Peru. I had several, like 2 or 3 different friends. Because every time I went, I had to go for a month to work with the shamans that would mm-hmm. rotate taking my children. Because think about it. If you've got children and you take 3 on extra, you know what I mean, for a month, that's a lot. So
that
my
is
friends
a lot.
Split it up for me, and the money always came. So from there, then Mother Mary and Jesus started communicating with me, and John the Baptist and Saint Germain. And they asked me to go to Lourdes, France. I said, "I don't speak French. I don't have the money." 2 months uh-huh. later, I met a woman who speaks and teaches French in Sweden. She said, "I'll go with you." We met online. And because I'm on the Healing Distant Network, so I do volunteer. And I said, "Okay, well, when I have the money, right?" Now, Mary and Jesus asked me in January to go to Lourdes. It was March when I met this woman, and she said she would do it. In June, at the time my mom was alive, she gave me $5,000, and she mm-hmm. gave my brother $5,000 just because, right? there was my money to go towards France. And I didn't need that much, but that gave me the money to say, okay, I got money to do that. Well, we stayed in a convent, which is really spooky, so I don't recommend that because they're so old. They're very spooky. But anyway, I trust my guides. I've allowed them to guide me this whole way. As a result, as a vessel for the divine, we have performed many miracles. The water that we make, and I can make water for anyone who's listening, even you, David, right now, takes 20 seconds. What I do is I put my hands over the water. The divine comes in. We cleanse the cells of the water. We purify it and then infuse it with Creator God cells, Christ conscious cells, and divine blessings. Now, your higher self knows what you need the most, right? So that's between you and Creator. So Creator fills the water, blessings and gifts with what you need most. So I have had people who have asked me to make them water because they're ill, or maybe they have hives or a fever, and boom, it comes right down. I had a woman last year, I just need a drink of water. I had a woman last year ask me to make her some water. She said, I have some health issues, but she did not give me details, which was fine. So I made her the water. A couple of months ago, which is about a year later, she writes me privately and says, Jean, I want to tell you that your water gave me an instant miracle. She said, I was in stage 3 cancer, and I forget the name of the cancer right now. She said, and after drinking, like a regular water bottle of your water, I've been cancer-free 100%.
Wow.
Now, when I was, how I got introduced to this water was I was in a swimming pool at a friend's house. She went in to use the bathroom, and this voice said, I want to baptize you. I've got a fun sense of humor, right? So I said, Jesus, right? Because that's where I first went, right?
Yeah.
And the voice said, no, John the Baptist. And I said, oh, okay. And I'm one of those people that if I dunk under, I got to hold my nose. So I didn't trust him. And I got all flustered. And I was floundering in the water. And I stabled myself. And I said, give me a second. Let me hold my nose. Right. And then I'll relax. Right. And he said, okay, go ahead, Jean, hold your nose. So I'm like standing in 4 feet of water and I'm holding my nose. Okay. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready. He dipped me back. My feet never came off the bottom of the pool. The only thing that touched the back when he bent me back was just the back part of my head. My ears didn't even go in the water.
Really?
So when he stood me back up, my friend came out of the house, and I'm like, girl, get in this pool. You're not going to believe what just happened. And she's like, no, you're crazy. I'm like, no, I'm serious. So she got in the pool, and she had the experience, and she was blown away. Okay? So a couple of years later, they came to me and said, why aren't you making water for people to drink? Why aren't you making water for people to bless them? And I said, because you didn't tell me that. The other things is I do communicate with extraterrestrials. I've communicated with the Palladians, and they're very, very nice and lovely people, beings. So anything goes with my work. There is no limit. The healing properties in the water is the same healing properties as the water in Lourdes, France. It's also the same healing properties as the water of the St. Bridget Well in Ireland.
Well, if people want to have you bless water for them, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you? Through your website, GeanOfDivineHealing.com?
Sure, or they can call me at 802-233-7877, and that is in the United States.
Okay, great. Well, we've got quite a few callers on the line, Jean. It sounds like a remarkable story. And I'm always fascinated to hear about people's different experiences that have profound spiritual gifts. And you sound like you've led a very blessed life and received a lot of blessings along the way as you did your mentoring, so to speak.
Well, may I just
in the context
for,
of,
like, I'm sorry,
yes.
May I interrupt you for 1 second, David? I just
sure.
want to throw toss out there to your listeners. Please know that waking up and resolving and healing one's programmings and lives does not happen overnight, okay? I worked very hard to get to where I am. And even though I have these gifts and were given these gifts, I still had to work on my baggage and my ego. So I just want your listeners to know that I didn't just wake up one day and go, oh, I'm 100%. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
well,
thank you for letting me say that.
That's, you're welcome, and that's a very good point to make, because that's how it is for all of us, or at least for the majority of us. We don't just wake up overnight and find ourselves healed of whatever ails us. We do need to work, and the spiritual life is a life of that involves action on dealing with things like our personal baggage. And so that's a really good point you made, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you for allowing me to interrupt you. I thank you.
Not a problem. What I was going to say is, since we haven't talked ahead of time, I'm not sure how you want to do this, but we do have callers on the line, quite a few. What are you willing to do with the callers?
Well, how many seconds or like a minute or two are you asking me to give each person so that we can get through as many as possible respectfully?
Well, I'm not going to put any limits on it, but
okay.
You know, we want to be moderate with it. I've only identified 6 of the callers ahead of time because I didn't know if we'd be able to work with more than that during the time. So figure a maximum of like 6 minutes per person. But I don't want you to have to feel like you have to time that. Does that,
right.
Do you get a feeling for like 5 or 6 minutes maximum?
David, why don't we turn it over to divine timing?
That sounds good to me.
And divine timing hears not to go past 6 minutes or 5, but whatever the person needs. It could maybe be so profound it could take 1 minute, you know?
Absolutely.
Let's bring them on, David.
I like that. And that's not to say that if I haven't talked to you that you won't get on, but the 6 people that I talked to who are still on the line will get a chance to speak with Jean. And the first one is Wendy, and I just want to let the callers know that you're going to, if you have a question, you're going to need to keep it to 1 question. So here comes Wendy, and Wendy, you're live.
Hi, Jean. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Wendy. It's nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. May I ask you a question about my employment?
Sure. Don't say anything else unless you feel that you need to. Are you thinking, I'm sensing that there's a little shaky ground going on.
Yes.
And that could be what's going on with other people. That could be coming from you. No, they're saying other people. You're learning some really important lessons right now. Are you noticing that?
Yes, I'm quite worried.
Okay. There's another job position for you.
There is?
And the only reason why you can't see it right now is because you're not stepping into the self-worth, the self-deserving. We are telling you that you are very valuable with your knowledge. And things are shaky because the universe is trying to show you, where are your boundaries with your limits?
Yes. May I express to you what happened?
There is some sneaky stuff going on.
Minutes.
Go ahead.
I technically started a new job with Centene, a medical insurance call center job, on July
mm-hmm.
the 5th. And then about 8 days later, my hearing aids were not working. So they've consented to give me a window of time to get that fixed. They are now fixed, and this is under ADA, Americans with Disability. And now
mm-hmm.
I can hear quite well because of the new hearing aids. So I submitted my paperwork. My audiologist did her letter. And all they really need to do is just give me strategic seating and a two-sided headset. That's really it. And I'm praying that they, because I was only there about 8 days, I'm praying that they start me fresh, brand new, with a new boss and a new supervisor, because they tend to assign supervisors to each new class. So
mm-hmm.
I notified them today that I'm available, and also there's been communication from Cigna to them. So this job with Centene, are they going to ask me to come back in September? Will I pass the 7-week training?
I'm getting a no. And it's not because of anything that you have done. It's because there is something so much better. Wendy, the energy's there for you, for your soul's mission, does not resonate with their vibration. So we are suggesting that you sit down in prayer or meditation, however you communicate with the Creator, and you tell the Creator that you are open and allowing the information and the guidance to come through that will direct you to a job position that best serves your soul's mission. And
okay.
That job, Wendy, you will be valued.
And how soon will I start this new job? And will I keep it for at least 3 years?
Yes.
Is it medical insurance?
I answered your second question
else?
First. Yes, it will last longer than 3 years. Yes, according to the energies right here, right now, if you open yourself and allow it, you will have this position offered by the middle, presented by the middle of September 2017.
And so I'll be starting in September then?
You will be interviewing the middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worried about money, don't worry about money. Okay?
I am.
Money, you got to let that go. I know it's the hardest thing to let go of, especially because how we're programmed. You got to. Because when fear gets in the way, it hinders us. It blocks us. How's your lower back feeling?
Oh, my gosh. I had
mm-hmm.
a broken back about 30 years ago, and I'm doing fairly well as long as I don't walk too much. It's amazing that you asked me that question.
Well, it's lighting up really strong, and I am recommending, without pressure, that you think about having a personal healing with me, or at least a healing with someone on your back.
Certainly.
I will be very discreet. I will not say anything, you know, too personal, but you broke your back in this lifetime, but your back has been broken 16 other lifetimes.
Wow.
And there's a lot more. But
and
that's
I had major
regarding,
surgery on my ring finger on my right hand a year and a half ago. I'm praying that my ring finger and baby finger straighten out, my middle finger too.
Mm-hmm. 16, including this lifetime, would be 17 lifetimes of having a broken back.
Wow.
Yes, and that's just a broken back, okay? There's lots of other things. I see mm-hmm. 6 musket balls in there, if you want me to continue. Not the Revolutionary War, the French Indian War. I see 6 arrows. I see a hot spear from like you running through the jungle and getting hit with a hot spear. You've also lost your legs in an amputation. Yeah, so there's a lot contributing, and for that, yeah. And we're not even touching on your digestive system, but we can.
Right.
And
okay.
I'm not laughing.
Well, thank
because
you.
This is not funny. I want you to know, Wendy, that you are love. You are an amazing woman, and I look forward to sensing the day when you step into your true self.
Well, thank you, and I will follow your instructions. I had applied at United Health Group, and they let me know by email today that I was not selected, so I was very disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But I will keep an open mind, and I'll keep applying at other places. But the point is, I need consistent employment, and I need it soon, and I need it to last at least a few years. So hopefully I'll know what that is quickly.
The only way you're going to make that happen faster is if you let go of that fear. Here's an example,
okay.
Wendy. I used to stress about my bills every month, okay? Seriously, just
uh-huh.
like you and everybody else, right? My father's been deceased for a long time, and he came to me one day and he said, "Jean, why do you stress about paying your bills?" I said, "Well, you know, it's stressful." And he said, "Don't your bills always manage to get paid?" And I said, "Yes," because I thought about it. He goes, "Even if you have to walk into the electric company that day and pay your electric bill, doesn't it still get paid?" And I said, "Yes." He goes, "So when are you going to let go of your fear with money?" And I was like, "Okay,
mm-hmm.
God, I'm going to surrender my fear with money." And I worked on releasing it. The other thing is you have to love money. Okay? There's
okay.
a stigma on
money.
Money. Right. I love money. Money comes to me so effortlessly. Money comes so easily into my bank account. I love writing a check to my electric bill because they bring me electricity, which gives me light in my house. It runs my furnace. It runs my TV. I love making a donation to the electric company. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I will practice that positive thinking. And I know that there's other callers. My only question is this new job that you're seeing, is it call center for medical insurance?
No.
Is it in more in the call center for financial, for banking?
No. It's
yes,
not it anything you're looking at right now. Sit down,
okay.
Light a white candle. If you don't have a white candle, imagine a white candle. Invite God in. Okay?
All right.
Okay, and Wendy,
it's
we're
okay,
going
Wendy.
To need to move on. But thank you for your call.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you so much.
Good night. You're welcome. God bless.
God.
Sorry to cut you off, Wendy. Okay, I love the positive approach that you're taking to this, Jean. It really resonates for me. Our next caller is Kimberly, and Kimberly, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Kimberly, I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, my question is about career as well. I've had it with teaching.
Do you like teaching, but you're just tired of the school system,
yes.
Politics?
Well, yes, exactly. Bingo.
So if you could work, if you could, let me ask you this question. If you could teach in a school where you could have the freedom to teach, you know, the way you wanted to teach, would you still want to teach?
Well, I would like to, if I teach, I would like to teach on a college level and attend school because I would love to go back to school. I always wanted to be in medicine.
Yes, you're going back to school. Go for it. Sign up for it, Kimberly. It's all going to work out, the funding, the grants, whatever you're applying for. The universe wants you to go back to school.
Okay.
Have you been listening also to your guides about teaching? You want to teach college level. That's really cool. But you know what? That's going to develop into other things that you will. It's like this. Like when you're here's an example. You're teaching at this college, right? And you're teaching the curriculum however they want you to teach it, but you're adding your own flair to it because you have some of that freedom, right?
Right.
As you're doing that, you know, you're working, you're exercising all those muscles, right? Creating, sharing, teaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to expand off of that, and you're going to create a brand new program. And this will come down into you. You will start getting little light bulbs. So, like, grab a notebook, but or get yourself a notebook, right? And have it just for that, keep that notebook just for that subject, okay? Because you're going to start getting little light bulb messages, and you're going to write them down, even if they don't make sense. You're going to write it down, even if it's one sentence, even if it's one word, okay? Because
okay.
You're going to start, and it's going to be pertaining to this program. So now, when will these light bulb messages start coming to you? They already have. So don't pressure yourself if you don't remember what they are because you didn't know about this until this moment, right?
So, right.
Yes, go to school. Yes, you will get a job in not the first college you apply for a job, but the second one that you apply for. And yes, within 2019, you're going to be sitting down in private time and you're going to be putting together this program.
Okay.
That's how fast it's going to happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you got to let it, Kimberly, though, okay? No fears.
Okay. Okay.
Wow, awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, if you
Thank
remember
you.
This conversation in 2019, when you're done with your program, will you call me up and let me know how it goes?
Yes.
I would love that, and I'd be so grateful because then you'd go, woohoo, I'm so happy for you. Because it's going to lead to even more wonderful things. You're going to be blown
okay.
away in a good way.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
keep
great.
Shining, girl, because you're a bright star. Keep shining.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kimberly.
All right.
God bless, Kimberly.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
God
bless you.
This might be a good time to put out your phone number again for people that have tuned in later.
Sure. Area code 802-233-7877, and that's in the United States. I don't know the country code.
Okay, I don't either myself, but that's easy enough to find out by Googling.
It's very easy to find.
Jean's website is jeanofdivinehealing.com, and Jean is spelled J-E-A-N, and she's also available for phone sessions through top-advisors.com. So those are different ways that you can get in touch with her. Our next caller is Miranda, and Miranda, you're live.
Hi, Jean. Thank you. Thank you, David. So nice to meet you, Jean.
So nice to meet you too, Miranda. Welcome.
Thank you. So I have a particular issue with the hair on my scalp. It is thin, and I want it to grow and regenerate, and I'm hoping you can help me out there.
Okay. Let me just quickly take a look at your head. I see a helmet. I see a blanket. Would you like me to take them off real quickly?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm going to put whatever we can do to make my hair healthy and strong and thick.
All right. They are both off right now. I'm going to, with your permission, blow some divine light and healing on the on your scalp, if that's okay.
Yes,
of course. Might feel a little tingle, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's take a look. Is there anything that else is preventing Miranda's hair from growing in a healthy way? Yes. Is there something going on with the neurons? Yes. All right. What's going on with the neurons? Okay, somewhere along the lines, there's an emotional resonance in this from this lifetime, somewhere between 5 and 6, between the age of 5 and 6. I don't know, somebody was talking about hair loss. You saw a hair loss commercial. I don't know, okay? But somehow you saw or got influenced, programmed about hair loss. And it could have even been a conversation going, oh, yeah, Uncle Henry started losing his hair at 18. You know what I mean? Anything like that. Or a television commercial. So if you would like, it will take about a minute or less. If you want me to, I will place my hands on your head and rewire that neuron into the part, the signal part of your brain that says and produces and works with your innate, your system of healing. Healthy, thick, beautiful hair. Would you like me to do that?
Oh, yes, please.
All righty. I'm just going to put you on, I'm going to put the phone on speaker because I need two hands. And it'll just be, they're saying we can do it in about 30 seconds. So just be patient and just please hold still for a moment.
Sure.
Thank you. And we're done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any water with you right now?
I don't, but I can drink some.
All right. I would like to offer to make you some water. Did you hear at the beginning when I was explaining about the water?
Yes.
All right. What we want to do with this water is infuse it and bless it, of course. But what we are asking you to do with this water is once I tell you it's ready, and it only takes 20 seconds, okay, to charge the water. Then I want, are you with me?
I'm listening, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to be respectful because I heard somebody call you. I want you to just dip your hands on the water, in the water. I want you, once I'm done, okay, we haven't done it yet, and you'll place your fingers on your crown chakra for a count of 10 seconds, okay? You'll hold your fingers there for 10 seconds. And then you will drink that the rest of the water, and you'll drink all of it, okay? Let me know. Do you have your water ready?
So I'm supposed to have the water, and you'll do whatever you need to do. And then did I hear you correctly that I'm supposed to put my fingers in the water?
I'll repeat it again. Do you have your
okay.
water ready now?
I do. Yes, I do.
All right. Let's charge it first, and then that way I can repeat it while you're doing the
okay.
process.
Okay.
All right. My hands are over your water now. Okay, your water is ready. We are asking you to just, you know, just get your fingertips wet from the water. Place
okay.
your fingertips in the center of the top of your head.
Okay.
And let's hold it for 10 seconds. I'll count. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi, 9 Mississippi, 10 Mississippi. Okay, now you can take off your hands and you can start beginning to drink the water.
Okay.
Now you may notice that the taste of the water is different. The water may taste more clear and clean. The water may taste like lemon or flowers or salt or metal. And if it has a distinct taste, it's because the divine in your higher self is saying this is what Miranda needs to make her hair grow healthy, strong, and beautiful. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So every time you look in the mirror, Miranda, forget about what you saw yesterday. I want you to look in the mirror every time you look in the mirror, and I want you to really mean this from your heart. My hair is so beautiful, thick, and vibrant with health. I love how thick my hair is. My hair is growing healthy and strong. Are you with me on that?
I am.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I will do that.
All right, Miranda.
Well, thank you.
If there isn't, you're welcome, and God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Miranda.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Our next caller is Donna. And Donna, you're
hi,
live.
Hi, thank you, David. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Donna. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. My question is, sometimes I get voices from the other side. I hear people, you know, like that have passed on. And I heard my mother tell
mm-hmm.
me that I was going to be rewarded. So I know something's coming. Huh? Pardon me? I can't hear you for some reason. I don't know.
I'm
for
here.
Some reason. Okay. Now
I'm
I can
here,
hear you.
Donna. I'm listening to you.
Okay, and then I had two dreams with her, and we are two dreams. You know, she's on the other side, two different times, and we're celebrating, and we're happy, and we're joyful. So that gave me that something's going to happen, too. And I just wanted to know, do you know if it's maybe a relationship coming in or money or abundance in somehow?
It has to do with more with money. But there
oh,
is
good.
Love coming, too. There is romance love coming, too. But it's more about celebration of prosperity and money.
Oh, excellent.
How exciting, Donna. Don't you love those messages? I love those messages.
Yes, I do. Because I want to help my family. I want to help my nieces and nephews and my brothers and sisters. And I mean, yeah, they've had a lot of tragedies in their life, and I'd love to be able to help them monetarily, you know, so they could have some, you know, monetary joys. They wouldn't have to struggle
and
so
much.
And
you will be able to. You will be able to. Because, Donna, you're coming from pure heart intentions. When we come from pure
yeah.
heart intentions, the universe blesses us.
Yeah. And then I get like these whispers that come in too, and it's just when the whisper comes in, it's just love for God. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
beautiful. It's like I want to be with God, and And yeah, it's so sweet. I guess those are the sweet moments that I have throughout my lifetime is when those whispers do come in.
And when you are in that space, you are completely in your God self, God connection with the all when you're in that space.
Yeah. I have moments where I walk the beach and everything is sacred. I just feel like dropping to my knees and praying because I can't make it happen. It just happens. I don't know when it's going to happen. And it's not planned. It just happens.
It's going to happen. Well, all this abundance is coming in 2017.
Yes, I have that feeling
right
too.
Now, it could be, I'm on the fence around Thanksgiving. I think energy and things are still being, like worked out, but it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming. Wow.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for you, Donna, because you're going to get to do things for yourself, and then you're going to get to do the loving things of kindness that you want to do.
Yeah, to help everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I think you've answered my questions, but thank you so much. I'm just elated. I mean, I can't wait.
Keep going, Donna, because you're on the right road there, and you're doing perfect. You're doing everything they're telling you to do, and you're guiding. You're being guided, and you're listening, and you're paying attention. Yeah.
Oh, good.
And
oh, wonderful.
So many gifts that are about to open even more.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel blessed, and I'm very, very happy. And, I need some changes in my life. And, I want to be able to travel more. And,
We just got to get through this period right now of 40 days and 40 nights of the eclipse.
Okay.
After that, boom. But during this time, you're going to be getting lots of insights. So, Donna, thank you. Is there anything was there anything else?
I wanted to ask you real quick. I know there's another caller. I just wanted to ask you real quick then. You said that love is coming into my life too. Do you know when? Because I have been alone now for 9 years. It's been a long time since I've had a partner in my life.
Well,
he passed
just to
away.
Let you know, that partner's like right around the corner. They don't want you to put the attention so much on. Let me just say this. They're telling me, just tell her they're coming soon. Because they don't want to give me a date because you're going to focus on it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but just know
very, very soon.
I feel like that too. Yeah.
After the 40 days, 40 nights period of what we're going through from the eclipse. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I can't wait. That's going to be so excited. You're going
to
be like, your eyes are just going
to
go, whoa. Yep.
Oh, terrific.
Thank you, Donna. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Donna. Appreciate your enthusiasm. That's wonderful. And I love your energy, Jean. It's wonderful. Our next caller is Sharon. And Sharon, you're live.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome.
Hi. It's nice to be here.
Hi. We're so happy you are here. I mean that with so much love, Sharon.
Thank you. I return the love for you doing this.
I can feel it. I can feel it, yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm calling about my income, too. I see an increase, or just to see it start coming in. I do have a job. And I do work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm it's commission. And I love it. I love it. So I'd like to start pulling in.
There is a
block.
Do
you see that happen? Really? On the income?
Yeah. Well, hang on a minute. Give me a second. Relax, Sharon. Breathe in love. Exhale love. Just give me a second. The block is not coming from you, okay? Okay, the block is coming from three generations back through your family lineage. Let me write that down because I forget while I'm channeling. Three generations back. Through your mother's side. All right, so what is it? Ah, it's a programming, okay. Programming as a result of what? Oh, jealousy, envy. Not you being jealous, the other person, okay? All right, so can we remove this block really quickly here within a minute or less or so? Yes. All right, so what are we suggesting? All right. Sharon, if you would like... I would like to do some very quick quantum healing release. They're saying we could do it in 30 seconds. I would have to plug into the back of your heart chakra, but I would need your permission first.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. I'm standing up because I always stand up when I do this. All right, and I'm plugging in now. So as I'm releasing this resin from three generations back through your gene frequency and lineage, you are breathing with each breath pure divine energy. And you allow this divine energy to dissolve all this programming that interferes with your commission, wealth, financial abundance, increase, security. And we're done. I am unplugging right now. What I just did with my breath was just seal up the opening of the aura where I went in and blessed it. So you will start seeing a noticeable difference in 24 hours.
Thank you. I really thank you.
You're welcome. It's like you just went through a new door. Or let me say, not a new door. A door was just unlocked and opened for you.
Well, I embrace that.
Are you planning a trip soon?
Oh, you're great. Yeah. Yeah. I
go.
Know.
You have to go, Sharon. Well, erase. We are suggesting that you go.
Well, I don't want to go, but it's dependent on other things. I didn't know if, you know, it was actually going to take
place.
You
mean like money?
I'm
sorry? Do you mean like money?
No. It was,
okay.
Somebody else needed me to go with them. And I said, yes, I'll go. But I, you know.
You should go.
I know they're going. Oh, yeah. No.
You,
I'm definitely.
You got to go, Sharon. You got to go.
Yeah.
You're not going.
No,
she thinks you're going with her as a companion friend, but you're going on a much higher reason. There's a much higher divine reason why you need to go. You're going to have flashbacks of some amazing past life experiences when you're using your gifts in that lifetime. You're going to reconnect to those parts of that path that are going to rekindle and reawaken within you. Okay?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'll definitely
take it. Go for it, Sharon.
Oh, I will. I will. Definitely.
And it's all going to work out, whether it's money, transportation, care for your children, you know, whatever it is. It's all going to work out because the divine is setting this up.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, yeah, then it's meant to be for sure. If all the doors are open,
it is definitely
for sure.
Meant to be. So I'm asking right now, if Sharon decides to say yes and jump in 100%, is it already divinely written? Yes. So the universe is going to keep pushing you, Sharon, but you know what? It's a wonderful experience for you. You're going to come back with so much more God connectedness and Mother Earth connectedness. You're going to remember certain ceremonies that you used to do with Mother Earth. That's going to help Mother Earth. Yeah, this is really big for you.
Wow, this is incredible. I didn't even think of it like that.
Yeah. See, Sharon, thank God that you called. Thank you, Sharon's higher self and guide.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you needed to ask?
Relationships. There are a couple of them around me that I'm closely.
They're no good.
Have you seen them? Yeah, I know.
Stay away from them. Not in an evil way. I don't mean it like that. We don't mean it like that, Sharon. But you deserve so much more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do.
Well, they're not.
Ask God to show you the red flags. You know. Don't say the words, I don't want a drunk, I don't want this, I don't want that. Don't even go there. Go to the place of, I am allowing a successful, secure partner to enter my life. I am allowing a partner to enter my life who's going to treat me with respect and support my dreams. I'm allowing a partner to come into my life that is so much fun, and he's kind, and he's nurturing, and romantic. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's something
He's waiting for you, Sharon. I can see him sparkling.
Oh.
He's sparkling.
Oh, yeah.
He's sparkling so bright. Can I tell you, they're telling me I can tell you a little bit. He's got olive skin, olive colored skin.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
No, his eyes are not green. What color are his eyes? Will you tell me what color his eyes are? Yes. Okay, what color are his eyes? They're like a blue green.
Well, that's
and when
beautiful.
You do
I mean,
meet, it is, and it's. You're gonna remember this right now, Sharon, because when you do meet him, I'm getting the goosebumps. It's the angels. When you do meet, and you make eye to eye contact, just know that you're going to be feeling the same feelings, because, honey, this is your twin flame.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it would happen. I just don't. There are other relationships I have in my life that are, they're not romantic and they're being very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that one, the romance thing would be nice, sure. Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Everyone deserves romance. Even men deserve
romance.
Yeah.
I know, we all do.
It's nice to feel appreciated, isn't it?
Oh, it's nice.
It's not the $100 roses on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
it's walking in even with flowers on a regular day, or it's even walking in a meadow and picking flowers and tying a ribbon around it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's the quality of the romance support. you know, just like putting a note in your lover's lunch or briefcase. I love you so much. Have a wonderful day. You know what I mean? Those are the things,
I do.
Right?
Sure,
flowers and candy and all that other stuff is great, but that's superficial stuff.
Totally, totally agree.
Uh-huh. And your heart is vibrating most of the time at 100% frequency, which is good. Keep it up. Check in with it. Make sure it's always vibrating at 100% frequency. And all you have to do to flip that, Sharon, is just go to your happy space and boom, it's right there. 100% frequency vibration.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. So, was there anything else? I know David said there was one more caller.
We're good. We do have a bunch of callers on the line, but the one that I had promised reading to has hung up, so it's your choice as to whether or not we take another call or not, Jean.
Yeah, let's take one more call real quick. You don't mind, Sharon, right?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, my heavens. No, I'd feel awful.
Don't feel awful. No, you got what you needed. And if that person hung up, there's no judgment on them, Sharon. And don't feel bad. Maybe something came up. Maybe they had to be somewhere.
Yeah, I'm driving and you lose signal. Yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah, it happens. All right, well, thank you, Sharon, and God bless you.
God bless you, and thank David. Thank you, David,
thank
for
you.
Doing this.
And God bless. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have
a beautiful evening. Okay.
Oh, you as well.
Okay, well, I accidentally had a line open to this person, and they were very quiet, so I'm going to go to them. Area code 484, I don't know your name. What's your first name, please?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Tonette.
Connette?
Yes, Tonette.
Oh, Tonette. Oh, hi.
Welcome, Tonette.
Thank you so much.
What can I do for you?
Well, I need to know, when am I going to hear from Desiree, and what does the future hold here with this situation?
Right now, where the energy is in this current moment, I'm hearing, we are getting that you will not hear from Desiree until 2018. Please ask another question. Ask me the second question again, please.
What do you see for me and Desiree here in the future?
Wonderful, loving, exciting adventures, prosperity, financial wealth and abundance, fun, nurturing. That's what we see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, so I'm not going to hear from her for the rest of 2017.
Where the energy is right now in this place.
Okay.
They're saying not until 2018. So let's ask, is there something that Tonette can do to help shift and move the communication together along a little faster?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's all divinely set up, but this is what you can do if you want. You can sit in quiet headspace, like quiet, silent your mind, and focus on your heart chakra. Do you know where your heart chakra is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to intend a pink love cord. And this pink love cord will go to Desiree's heart chakra. Now, when you sit and do this, please be sitting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just send gentle, soft love. Do not go overpowered, because when you first plug in this way, you're going to feel the cord is going to be sporadic and wobbly. And it's because you're plugging in like this for the first time in this lifetime, like this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the cord is going to need to settle and calm. Now, if you sit there and you go, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you, on her end, it's going to feel extremely overwhelming, like somebody's up in your face, okay? Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense? So
yeah.
You want to come from soft. Gentle, I love you. I'm waiting for you. I know we're going to be so happy together. And I love that we can connect like this. You get what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, will that change the timing? No, but it will keep the love bond connection strong. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in a supportive way. You know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
I got my arms around you. I'm holding you, even though you can't physically see me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Tonette is going through a lot of internal stuff right now. And she's like, you know, like emotional stuff.
Mhm. Yeah,
give her lots of love support from you.
Yeah, yeah. I know that she's going through a lot of stuff because, you know, we've been best friends for the longest time. And then things shifted and I didn't understand
mm-hmm.
a lot of things. And then she just stopped talking to me and I just still don't understand a lot of things because I don't know where.
Right, and she's in the same headspace, and she's just working that through, and she will. And that's why we are suggesting sit, silence your mind, send her a love cord. But we remind you, when you are finished, you can do it for 5 minutes, you can do it for 6 hours, as long as you want. But when you finish, remember to disconnect the cord. If you don't disconnect the cord, when you stand up to walk, you're going to trip.
Okay.
Okay. Because remember, you're connected by a cord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
It's all good, Tonette. So in the meantime, connect heart to heart. In the meantime, open to clarity and truth for you and peace and joy. Because
yes.
Take this time for you. Because when Desiree comes back in your life, it's going to be a whole new wonderful ball game, a whole new story plan. So while she's doing what she needs to do, focus on whatever it is that you need to do. Because it could happen as soon as New Year's Eve. Let's start the New Year together.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I just got goosebumps over that. When you get the goosebumps, that's your higher self saying, yep, 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 yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, be in your happy space. Be in your love space. Anything that comes up that you're struggling with, let it go, surrender. If you feel like you need healing help, you can contact me through Top Advisors if you'd like. Right now, I have a great special going on, you know. Or if you want to just talk to me on the phone because you want to make me make you some water, you know, whatever helps you through. You just, you know, do whatever it takes to be
okay
in your space now. This is your time.
Okay,
your
that
time
sounds
to
nice.
Release. Your time for clarity, your time for newness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. Rock the light, rock the love, tone it. It's all
Thank
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Tonette. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Sure,
okay.
Thank you.
Good night and God bless. And just to let the other folks know, we so appreciate your calls. Jean is available through jeanofdivinehealing.com and through topadvisors.com, and that's top-advisors.com. And the number that you called in on, is that the one that you're giving out, Jean?
Yes, 802-233-7877.
So those are ways that you can reach Jean, and we had several people still remaining on the line through that, so hopefully that indicates that there's some interest there. And so thank you, callers. You all are an important part of the show, and Jean, thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest tonight. It's been a pleasure to have you.
David, thank you. I am very grateful for this opportunity. Thank you, and I want to thank all the listeners for their patience and their self-love, and I wish them all great love, abundance, and wealth, and health, and all their dreams coming true.
Beautiful. Well, Jean, with your permission, I'd like to give you a call after I close the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.